For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Lily Boulanger lived from 1893 to 1918, only 24 years, but produced a beautiful body of work in that time, 29 completed works, as well as an incomplete opera. France's openness and acceptance toward women in the arts was unique among European countries, and Lily was born into a prominent, well-connected Parisian family with a long history of musical and theatrical accomplishments. Her grandmother was a mezzo-soprano, her father a composer and violin teacher at the Paris Conservatoire, and her sister Nadia was destined to be one of the most famous teachers of composers of all time. The family environment was a stimulating one, and accomplishment at an early age was expected. She began studying violin, cello, harp, piano, and harmony when she was 5, and organ, composition, and history when she was 8. However, a severe case of bronchial pneumonia at age 2 left Lily with a weakened immune system and ill health for the rest of her life. Her mother was 35 and her father was 77 when she was born. Her father died suddenly when Lily was 6, and it came as a great shock to her. Themes of death and grief permeate her musical works. By the age of 17, she became aware of the likelihood of an early death for herself. She decided to devote all her energies to becoming a composer. She became the first recipient of the magic of Nadia's teaching, who gave her a few lessons in the summer of 1911. For 2 years, she pursued a systematic course of preparation to win the top prize for a composer, the Prix de Rome, which her father had previously won, and in which her sister Nadia had earned second place. But she interrupted her work in order to help the war effort by founding an organization whose aim was to keep musicians in touch and help their families. Then, on her second try in 1913, at the age of 19, Lily won the Prix de Rome, the first woman to have ever done so. 5 years later, she died. We'll be hearing one of Lily Boulanger's psalm settings, the setting of Psalm 130, Du fond de l'abîme, for chorus and orchestra. It was completed in 1917. Losing her father at such a young age had a profound effect on Lily, and she dedicated this piece to his memory. Lily had a deep religious conviction. This psalm, rather than a cry of despair, is a hymn of hope in the mercy of God. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.